new report is drawing a link between local control over how land is approved for development and patterns of inequality. It's why the authors of the 16th annual Greater Boston Housing Report Card are calling for state officials to revisit the way cities and towns permit housing. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, while most suburban communities are falling far short of housing production goals, there are a few doing more than their fair share.
Segregation, homelessness, income inequality. The new Boston Foundation report finds nearly all these things are getting worse in the greater Boston area, and to a large extent, they all trace back to housing. The report was done in collaboration with UMass, Northeastern, and the Massachusetts Housing Partnership. Author Alicia Sasser-Modestino is Associate Director at Northeastern's Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy. She says it's the state's practice of giving cities and towns control over how land is developed that bears much of the blame. Sasser-Modestino says this home rule tradition allows municipalities to erect barriers to the construction of housing.
I think in New England, we have a long tradition of thinking that home rule is a right and not acknowledging that it can sometimes work to the detriment of the greater good.
Sasser-Modestino says some local planning and zoning boards are contributing to segregation by refusing to allow certain kinds of development.
So we find very explicitly that communities that built a greater share of multifamily housing per capita saw a decrease in racial segregation. I think that's very instructive to saying it's not just build more housing and we're going to address the segregation issue, because you can build all your downtown luxury condos and your large suburban family homes. It's really about building different types of housing and affordable housing that's going to move the dial there.
Much of the conversation around affordable housing in Massachusetts revolves around a law known as Chapter 40B. It allows developers to skirt local zoning control in order to build affordable housing, but only until 10% of the community's housing stock is affordable. The law has had big repercussions in places like Boxborough, north of Boston. Population, 5,700. Median income, 116,000. Boxborough selectman Les Fox says the proposal for a large 40B development in the late 1990s caused residents to worry it would overburden the school system. That drove the town to take a serious look at the need for affordable housing on its own terms.
The sense was to do something about affordable housing so that we address the housing needs and not have this situation happen again, where something's going to happen that we didn't want to happen because it might have unintended consequences.
The town ended up purchasing the land and the development never happened. What did happen was the formation of the Boxborough Housing Board to oversee the production of affordable housing, as well as other mechanisms aimed at helping low-income residents have a home. Now, according to the Boston Foundation report, Boxborough's affordable housing output leads the 19 communities that are doing more than their fair share. Fox says there's a general sense in town that residents want to address income inequality by providing a place for people to live, especially the kind that integrates people of different economic strata.
You could be living right next door to somebody whose apartment looks exactly the same as yours, but they're paying less rent because it's a deed-restricted unit and is rented for less money.
But Boxborough is an outlier. Only 30% of Greater Boston cities and towns have reached the 10% threshold for affordable housing that was set out in the 40B law, on the books since 1969. Now the Boston Foundation and its partners are calling for a shift away from the home rule order and for the state to impose less restrictive zoning on local communities. That could include allowing single-family homeowners to build in-law apartments without jumping through hoops. Or it could mean requiring municipalities to adopt zoning for multifamily housing. If these changes don't happen, they argue, it could be impossible to meet the Boston area's growing demand for housing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.